Bloomberg Intelligence. Valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
And just when Fed policymakers are wringing their hands again over inflation or the lack of it, the latest price data is due out this morning. Let's get the prologue now from Carl Riccadonna, Bloomberg Intelligence senior U.S. economist, joining us on our phone line sponsored by Spectrum Enterprise, your nationwide provider of scalable fiber network services and managed cloud solutions. Carl, good morning. So are we finally going to see inflation go above the Federal Reserve's goal?
Well, good morning, Bob. And just the time that policymakers are focusing most intently on their on the outlook for inflation, the crystal ball is fogging over. So we will, in fact, move towards the Fed's target, at least in terms of headline CPI today. However, this will be handily dismissed by policymakers because this is purely due to hurricane distortions. Specifically, a huge move in gasoline prices in the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Harvey, but an array of other categories will also be distorting the numbers here. So the minutes of the Fed meeting, the last Fed meeting that were released earlier this week, said policymakers are really going to scrutinize the next handful of inflation reports before the next interest rate move, which would presumably be in December. But those reports are going to be very distorted and difficult to interpret.
Is there any way to filter out the more volatile data and get some indication out of this report?
Well, that's the primary challenge. And the first step economists take is to look at core inflation, which strips out food and energy, which tend to be among the most volatile components. But in this case, I think analysts are going to have to go a little bit deeper into these filtering approaches. And so what I'll be watching is the Cleveland Fed's trimmed mean CPI, which means they take 8% of the hottest components out, 8% of the coldest components out, and then look at what's happening in the interim. And so this would take out some of the obvious distortions like building supplies and maybe lodging away from home and whatnot, but some other components that may be distorted by the storms, but it's not immediately obvious that that's the case.
Yeah, that sounds like a hocus-pocus kind of formula here. I take it then that the big problem here is that this does not occur in a vacuum.
No, this does not occur in a vacuum at all. And I am never a big fan of filtering too much out of the inflation data, but we have to try to get a read of underlying conditions because inflation has been backsliding since really the start of the year. Policymakers initially took a very dismissive approach to that backsliding, citing transitory and idiosyncratic factors. They are now more seriously questioning whether there are some other factors at play, whether it's technology, globalization, or otherwise. And if it's non-transitory factors, then they may ultimately need to recalibrate their interest rate path.
Well, by the time we get clean numbers here, there's not going to be much time for the Fed to decide about December, right?
There is not going to be much time at all. In fact, the November CPI report, which will maybe be the first clean one, will be just coming out basically the same day as policymakers are making their decision for that December meeting. So a very noisy data front. And so to some degree, policymakers, even though they're focused on inflation, may have to take a step back and say, well, inflation will be a response to economic activity. And so if economic activity appears to be solid heading into year end, then we should get some upward bias to the inflation numbers, which means that that other report today, retail sales, will also be carefully scrutinized, even though that too will have some significant hurricane distortions.
Carl Riccadonna, Bloomberg Intelligence senior U.S. economist.